The reading this morning is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, and this can be found on page 966 of the Church Bibles, so that should be in front of you. That's page 966, Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet Micah has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Vanessa, very much. Now, I had put a very nice PowerPoint presentation, including some video, together, but sadly, the computer is not behaving itself this morning. So I'm not going to be able to use those slides, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to maybe act out part of the video when we get to that. So please excuse my acting, I'm terrible, but you know, hopefully you'll get the gist of it. So whilst it's almost a few weeks on, maybe you can remember the vast array of Christmas presents you gave and received. But in case you're struggling, I was really pleased yesterday to get permission to use a picture actually from Vanessa's grandson, who had asked every single Santa that he'd been to for a massive giant teddy. But sadly, on Christmas Day, there was none. Until Vanessa arrived with a teddy which was probably about the same size as me, maybe a little bit bigger. And had we had the PowerPoint, there would have been a picture of Clay just almost beside himself. He just couldn't control his emotions at all. So really, really exciting. Now, some of you might also know that I have a great number of nephews and nieces and great-nephews and nieces, four of whom live in Canada. And you can probably appreciate that they were there, I was here, so I didn't necessarily get to see the reaction of one of my great-nephews and nieces. Robin and I gave them a gift of some movie tickets. And their mum took a piece of video. Basically, they were waiting outside of the movie theatre. Seren, who is 5, and Rodri, who is 3. Basically, they were standing outside of the movie theatre, and Seren was saying, "We're standing here outside the movie theatre," and then literally in tandem, but a little bit behind, Rodri was saying, "We're standing here outside the movie theatre. Thank you very much for the tickets we're going to see. Well, thank you very much for the tickets we're going to see. Mary Poppins Returns. Mary Poppins Returns. Thank you so much, Auntie Fiona, Uncle Robin and Cousin Abby. Thank you so much, Auntie Fiona, Uncle Robin and Cousin Abby." And then really up to the video. So, you know, you can tell from that they were really rather excited. So, do you get the same feeling that maybe Clay and Seren and Rodri had, being overjoyed with their gifts? In our reading today, we heard about the wise men being overjoyed when the star they'd been following stopped over the place where Jesus was. And we give presents to remind us of the presents given to Jesus by the wise men. Who can remember from our reading what they were? Shout them out. Gold, incense. Good, you were all listening. That's good. Now, I wonder whether these gifts that the wise men brought give something for us all to ponder anew in 2019 as we grow in our following, not of a star like the wise men did, but Jesus, who the wise men were searching for, and whose Vera's godparents and parents are going to be pointing to on her journey of faith. Very much about being able to lead and encourage, and obviously by their living example. So if we think firstly of the gold and the gift of Jesus as our King, we all declared as a community our support for Vera in her new life in Jesus. But what does this new life mean? I wonder whether it means each and every one of us making the choice to follow Jesus every minute of every day. But how might Vera be encouraged to do that? And how can we do that too? Now, when you came in, you were given this little card. And we're going to be using this really as a reference point for some of the ways in which we can just increase and journey on with Jesus. So we, Sally, Yagya and Vera's godparents, need to find ways not just to help Vera and all of us to know and understand the stories of the Bible, but to help us know God better. And how he would like us to live in the way where there will be true fulfillment, happiness and joy that he longs in the lives of everyone. Now, Vera was given this book, a copy of this book, the God and Me book. And interestingly, for today, the topic, we're on January the 6th, the topic is being naughty. And the story here is Liam is having a bad day. There are some days when no matter how hard we try, we end up doing something wrong. The good news is that no matter how naughty we've been and whatever we have done wrong, God always forgives us. What a great truth that is. And then the prayer for today, dear God, I'm sorry for the naughty things I've done today. Thank you for forgiving me. You're great. Amen. And then the Bible reference there is Psalm 103, verses 10 to 13, which reminds us how much God loves us and forgives us. So we've been encouraging Sally and Yagya to use this every day with Vera. And maybe for us, the resource that we can use every day is that first resource on your card, the Bible in 1 year. Because this is a great resource which is available either as a printout and at the table near the entrance. I know that print is very small, but if you've got more better than 20/20 vision, you're more than welcome to have this one. But there are some copies at the back that gives details of the readings that you might like to engage with each day of the following year, so that then by the end of the year, you will very much have God's word deep down in your soul. If you use the online version, then you get a real treat, because David Suchet, who has done a recording of the complete Bible, actually reads the Bible passages to you. And if you want it as an app, you can have it on it as an app. So if you're, you know, commuting, wherever, you can have that on the app and listen to it either on the car, in the headphones. But what a great resource to be able to use. And I know that some of us here have engaged with that. And all of that to gain a bigger picture of who Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit are, and how they may be calling you to live each day in 2019. But what about frankincense or incense, a gift that speaks of God is near? How might Vera, and with it us, how might we be encouraged to know that God is near, that his presence is with us, that we can be friends with God? How about in 2019, finding ways, maybe new ways, to know his presence in prayer? Perhaps take a booklet at the left-hand side from the House of Prayer. It's a great place to go to be able to just be quiet with God, to be able to spend time with him, to hear his voice of love over you. I go there every month, and it is an absolute, absolute godsend, and I mean that in the true sense of that word. It's a day every month that I can go and listen to God's voice, have a conversation with him, and it costs just £20. Or, if that's not your thing, then why not sign up for the Pray As You Go, which is the other resource on the card. This resource, which again you sign up for, and you have access, or you can have access on your computer, just gives you space for around about 15 minutes every day to read scripture, pray, and respond to what his heart shares with yours. There's also, though, near the entrance, some great books that I would recommend on prayer. One by Timothy Keller, and the other by Bill Hybels, all to do with the topic of prayer. Please don't take them, please look through them, and if you want details of where you can order them from, just let me know. And finally, what about myrrh? I wonder whether the gift of myrrh given by the wise men helps us to show Vera and each of us that we can't make sense of Jesus's birth or Jesus's life if we have not made sense of Jesus's death and resurrection. Jesus's greatest gift is that he has cleansed us. You and me. He's cleansed you and me up. We can come before him and enjoy a perfect relationship with him. We can be all like those children that we spoke about, whether it be Clay or Seren or Rodri. And we can be overjoyed, true overjoyed they were with their gifts, weren't we? And today, in remembering the gifts that the wise men brought, we too can be overjoyed. But this gift of relationship is not just for us, it's for all humanity. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that's why there's the picture of the 24 going round and round and round. Because our job, our calling, is to live out being part of God's kingdom here on earth. In church, in our towns, in our schools, in our work, in our villages, wherever God has placed you and me. So in response, I'm going to hand over to